The Sporting Edge on Tip FM. Funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip
FM. So I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Tipperary Ladies football goalkeeper Lauren Fitzpatrick. Lauren, thanks for joining us on the show.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Lauren, it's getting into the business end now of the season for yourselves with Tipperary, the Munster Championship starting this weekend. But if we just reflect back on the season so far, congratulations are in order for yourself. You were named in the Division 2 Team of the League in goals, and I believe it's up to Croke Park next week, I think, to receive that award. So first of all, congratulations on that. And just how do you kind of reflect back on that league?
Thank you, Millian. Firstly, I suppose looking back at the league, I think you could say we had a good and a bad kind of campaign, I suppose, really. But you know what, I think we took a lot out of it. You know, there was a lot of games there where we kind of suffered heartbreaking defeats to 1 and 2 points, which was very disappointing. I think we competed really well. We got a lot out of the league. I think we learned a lot about the good players we have, and you know, we got to give players game time and, you know, kind of get ready for Munster Championship and obviously the All-Ireland Series to come as well. So, look, I know we probably had our goals kind of set to maybe achieve something a little bit higher, you know, obviously maybe get to Croke Park on league final day. But, look, we didn't, and I suppose, look, that is a bit upsetting and quite disappointing, but I think we have to take the positives out of it now, you know, and kind of bring those into the Championship going forward. And look, I think since we kind of finished up against Donegal in the last round of the league, I think we kind of put our heads down and really, really pushed on in training and for the Munster Championship, because, you know, we've 3 big games ahead of us, you know, with Kerry, Cork and Waterford. So, like, they want to be no easy task. So, yeah, no, look, we're looking forward to Munster Championship. It's going to be tough, but obviously that's what we want. You know, we want to be playing the likes of Kerry and Waterford and Cork. So, yeah, no, look, really looking forward to it, and let's see. It'll be great to see how it goes.
Yeah, and it's a massive occasion this weekend, I suppose, in the fact that it's on before Kerry and Cork in the Munster Senior Football Championship. So a massive crowd will be expected down in Fitzroy Stadium in Clarny. I'll ask you a bit about that in a second, but just on that league, like, you won 3 games, lost 4, and all the games you lost were by a single point. So that's incredibly frustrating on one hand, I'm sure, but it probably gives you a little bit of encouragement that, God, you're right there. You're right there with all the teams in that division, and well able to compete at the top end.
Yeah, no, 100%, definitely. And I think frustrating is probably the biggest word of it all, because, you know, we really kind of had the goal set on getting to the league final. And you know what? It's probably easy for me to say that I think we probably could have been there. And look, obviously we weren't, and we lost the games, and that's how it goes, you know. Mm. So, yeah, no, look, it's frustrating, but I think, you know, you can't dwell too much on obviously the past. And, you know, like, we took a lot out of it. We learned a lot, you know, and trainings have been going great. And look, I hope from what we've learned and what we've put into practice that can hopefully come to fruition on through the Munster Championship.
Yeah, and like for yourself, I think it's your 10th year. 2014, you made your championship debut. So tomorrow, you know, it's going to be another championship appearance, but it's going to be 10 years on. But if we rewind even further before then, when did you first kind of get into playing ladies football? Was it something you were always interested in from a young age? I believe you grew up in Newcastle.
Yeah, no, look, I suppose like anybody, you kind of get thrown into it when you're 5 and 6, and you know, I suppose I'm lucky. I'm from a family who's you know, GA is hugely important to the family. You know, my aunt was actually a part of the Tip ladies team who won the first All Ireland, so, like, you know, it's definitely in the bloodline. But yeah, no, I probably started playing when I was about 5 or 6, and you know, then obviously you're playing with boys up till you're about 12, and then you head on to playing with the girls then from so on. And then obviously, you know, I was lucky, I was in Closh and Eastgig for secondary school, and you know, we had great success there, so you know, it kind of drove it on from there. But yeah, no, look, it's been a long 10 years with Tip Ladies football, and you know what, I've loved every minute of it. So yeah, no, it's exciting to obviously get into a 10th season.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant, and brilliant to hear that the excitement is very much still there. But your club football, you're on the border down there in South Tipperary with Waterford, and you play your club football with Ballymacarbery, and it's it's a club that its success is pretty much unrivaled. I think last year was at the 42nd County Senior Championship in a row, so that's incredible stuff. And you got all the way to the All-Ireland Final last year, just beaten there by Kilkerran Clonburn in that final. Just talk to us about playing with Ballymacarbery and you're over and back the border there down in South Tipperary.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's a funny one, and a lot of people kind of, you know, they ask the question as to how I'm with a Waterford club. But yeah, no, I'm just on the water. My parish is split in two, so one is obviously in Waterford and one is in Tipperary. So yeah, no, I'm about a 6 to 10 minute drive from the pitches all, so I'm fairly close. But yeah, no, look, like you said, the club is steeped in huge history of ladies football, stalwarts of the game really when you think about it. And sometimes you kind of forget that, and then on occasions when you do kind of reach All-Ireland finals and you're talking to people and you're chatting about the history, and it's just massive, it's huge, and something, God, I'm very honoured to play for that club and to wear that jersey. And look, yeah, it's huge, and you know, I suppose the group of girls that I've been in parish with for the last number of years, like, they've been brilliant, and I think to reach All-Ireland final last year was just the pinnacle of that. And look, I think there's a lot more to come from us, and hopefully this year and next year we can drive on.
Yeah, 100%, and it's probably nice to have such high ambitions, not only with Tipperary but with the club, that the fact that, you know, getting to Croke Park is something you've achieved, and I'm sure you're kind of eager to get back there. But I mentioned the 42 county titles in a row, like, that's incredible stuff from the club. But on the players itself, does that kind of weigh heavy in any sort of way, that the fact that you don't want to be the team that loses that streak in any way?
No, and it's, you know, people probably don't believe us when we say it. You know, we kind of have this mindset where we can take every year is a different year, you know, and you take game by game. Like last year, you know, we kind of struggled through the start of the county championship, and you know, it kind of came right near the end. But you know, we had a huge battle against Cumber Rangers in that final, and you know, extra time, and it obviously came out on the right side of that. It was brilliant, but in the moments and during the season, you're not really thinking about, you know, the numbers and the 40 and the 42s and the. And I think that's due to our management. You know, they're brilliant. They've kept us very much grounded. And you know what? The Waterford County Championship is very competitive. It's very difficult. And I know when some people hear Ballymac have done 42 in a row, and it's, God, they mustn't have any competition in Waterford. But it's the complete opposite. It's a great competition. And it's a huge testament to the group of girls that's there, that they, you know, they drive on year. It's massive. And God, you know, you learn a lot from them. You know.
Yeah, and the fact that a final is going to extra time like that, it's obviously very, very hard won, that's for sure. But we mentioned 2014, your championship debut with Tipperary. Since then, there's been a lot of success. It would have been involved in the All-Ireland Intermediate victories there in the last 6 or 7 years. What's changed, or has anything changed, let's say, from in the world of ladies football since when you came in 2014 to where we are now here in 2024?
Yeah, like, I suppose massively, really, when you think about it. You know, I think ladies football in general, the game has grown massively, just in terms of, you know, people watching the game and people playing the game. It's huge. And then you look at the likes of your GPA, and the work that they're doing behind the scenes is massive for their players. But in terms of Tip ladies football, you know, the growth has been huge. In terms of, you know, you probably started out in 2014 with your bare minimum at your coaches and your managers, and you know, you kind of go on and you see the changes through 10 years where you have S&Cs, you've got stats people, you know, you've got performance coaches. And you know, I think we're very, very lucky in Tip that our county board is 100% behind us. We want for nothing, they give us anything we need, and I think that's huge. But no, like, over the years it's you've seen a huge change, and I hope to see it continue to grow, because I think it's a great game, and I think the effort that goes in behind the scenes is massive. And yeah,
it's brilliant to see where the game is going. It seems to be very much an upward trajectory the last decade or so, at least anyway. But I mentioned the intermediate success and the success that the county has had over the last kind of 7-8 years or even further on. In a way, you might have even been suffering from some of the success you've had, because a number of players have been poached down to Australia down in the last couple of years. Is that a bit frustrating? I know you can't ever kind of condemn or, you know, begrudge anyone moving on to women's AFL down in Australia, but for yourselves in there. It must be a little bit frustrating when you get really good players together and suddenly they're not available, albeit some of the girls were available this year so far.
Yeah, look, I suppose, like you said, I would never begrudge anyone or anything like that. You know, I think it's a massive opportunity for the girls. You know, when you look at it, it's huge. And, you know, the girls, they've given everything for Tip. So, you know, they owe them thing. And, you know, I kind of wish them every success when they move on and to go try new things. And as you can see, they're excelling great over there. And, you know, I suppose, like you said, this year, you know, we had Niamh Martin come back for the league, which is excellent. And we've Ashley Maloney and Anna Rose who are sticking around to the end of the championship, which is, you know, it's a huge testament to those girls as well, because, you know, they are staying back and they're going to play for the rest of the season and they'll head back over then again, you know. And look, God knows what next year will bring. We mightn't get any of the girls back or anything like that, but look, they're my friends at the end of the day, and I only wish them well and the best in everything that they do.
Yeah, and it's incredible that they've even committed to this year so far. You're probably getting pulled in two directions from literally the both two sides of the planet. So it's a great testament, as you said, to them. But
yeah.
Going forward now, the Munster Championship, of course, your first game is tomorrow down in Fitzgerald Stadium, as I mentioned, against Kerry, 1:45 p.m. throw-in time. And as I said, it's the game on before the Kerry versus Cork game in the Munster Senior Men's Football Championship. Just on that kind of double header kind of thing that's been happening in the last couple of years, it's probably something we're going to see a lot more of once the kind of three organisations, the GA, LGFA and Camogie, come together, whenever that may be in the next couple of years. Is that something that you'd kind of welcome in terms of these double headers and things like that? Do you think it kind of helps improve things?
Definitely. I think it's massive for the ladies game. You know, it's something small probably in the greater scheme of things, but you know, when you get to have double headers like that, and you know, it kind of draws in maybe a crowd that mightn't usually watch the ladies game, or you know, they mightn't get a chance to watch the ladies game because they might be travelling to the senior men's game. So yeah, look, I think it would bring great interest to the game. You know, they might pick up that, you know, this is actually quite entertaining to watch. And for the groups of players who are playing as well, it's great for them and their families as well to have big occasions like that. You know, there's a bit more of a hype around it, and you know, you're in like for us, for instance, tomorrow, you know, we get to play in Fitzgerald Stadium, which is, you know, it's great for us, huge honour. And it's great, and like you said, I do hope it continues to go that way.
Yeah, and it's going to be a stern test, to say the least. You're going away to Kerry, who are All-Ireland finalists last year, so this Kerry team, you've obviously played them in Munster Championship in recent times, but it's going to be a tough test, I'm sure.
Definitely, and you know what, we're under no illusions as to how tough it will be. You know, the girls are well aware of how good Kerry are, you know, and I think Kerry might be coming into the game a little bit disappointed of their league campaign. You know, they made the league final and lost out to Armagh. So, you know, they're going to want to set down a standard for the start of Munster Championship. So yeah, look, we're under no illusions as to how tough it will be, but I've no doubt that our girls will obviously bring a great performance on Saturday. And look, at the end of the day, we're going to focus on, you know, what we've set in place, our standards and our gameplay. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, we can only go out and give it our all, and look, hopefully we'll come out the right side of it.
Yeah, and the very best of luck to you tomorrow. Just before I let you go, the All-Ireland Championship, of course, later in the summer, I believe seedings and things like that will be sorted from the Provincial Championship, so you're not aware of the group just yet. But last year, it probably was as dramatic can be for yourselves in the relegation final. It goes to a free-taking shootout with yourselves and Watford. So I'm sure it was an emotional affair for yourself. I'm sure you know a lot of the girls maybe playing with Watford. But Tip win that, I believe it was Emma Cronin who kicked the winning point from that free-taking competition. Just talk to us about that experience in general, that free-taking competition. Usually you'd imagine it might be a penalty shootout, the goalkeeper would be heavily involved, but it must have been fairly nerve-wracking watching on.
It was, and you know, I suppose when you set out at the start of the day, you don't kind of think that it's going to end up in a 21-yard kick and, you know, shootout. But I think that just shows that the standard that the game was at, that, you know, both Tip and Watford were obviously not letting that game go. But yeah, no, look, I suppose there was, at the end of the game, an extra time it came to that, and, you know, Peter had to pick five, and, you know, I actually had been picked as one of the kickers, so, you know, once you kind of get your kick out of the way and you've got it over, you can kind of nearly breathe a sigh of relief. But no, I thought the girls did excellent. You know, there's a lot of pressure on the line. And obviously, you know, I had a slight, you know, you'd be heartbroken for the Ballymac girls who were a part of that Waterford team, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have to focus on Tip when I'm with Tip. So that was kind of my thinking, you know. But obviously, you know, your heart would go out to them. But to be fair, they'd went on and you know, they'd won their next game and they didn't get relegated. So, you know, that was kind of a bit of a relief as well. So, yeah, no, look, hopefully we can avoid those scenarios this year, please God.
Yeah, hopefully maybe it's not as dramatic for yourselves this year. But that's all to come later in the year. It's the Munster Championship up first, as I mentioned, tomorrow against Kerry, 1:45 throw-in time. Lauren, it's been absolutely brilliant chatting to yourself and we wish you the very best of luck for the year going forward.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Sporting Edge on Tip FM, funded by Commissioner Naman, with the television license fee.